Danny, in the third and 18 situation, can you take us through that particular play? Mm-hmm. And also beyond that, the touchdown, of course, in the back of the end zone.
The third and 18 play, basically, I think I had a little bit of an option route in the middle of the field, and I saw that there was room, and I knew I had pointed out the line before the play snap, so I knew where to get to, and then Tom, you know, had a laser, and it was perfect. So the two touchdowns, the first one was the go-ahead touchdown. The play we worked, I've scored on it a couple times this year, I think, actually. And it's just, I have a crosser in the back of the end zone. Tommy reads the first whip route on the left to Cookie, and then if he doesn't have it, then you know, his eyes come to me in the back. So we had it, and it was a zone coverage, but I didn't see what happened to Cookie on the first read, and then Tommy had a great ball. I knew it was coming right by that backer or safety right in the back. So it was a great throw.
Danny, your Patriots career got to a kind of relatively slow start. How does it feel to finally have your career progress to the point where you're the number one guy in the AFC Championship game?
You know, I'm thankful for my opportunity here and what it's been the past 5 years, and I have a lot of great memories here. You know, I don't – any negative thing or anything that's, you know, tried to hinder me, I try to – ignore and focus on the positive things that have been going on in this building for the last 5 years for me, and try to build off that and be a good teammate. And that's really the only thing I focus on.
Danny, maybe I missaw it, but it seemed like on your 20-yard punt return, they kind of rushed it. Is that right?
And say that one more time. I'm sorry.
It seemed like they kind of rushed the snap to get off a quick punt. Maybe I missaw that. Did that happen?
I'm not sure. It was a quick snap. A lot of teams do that, but I'm not sure what they were thinking. I believe we had a block on, and then we're just trying to get. We knew we were going to get in pretty good field position. I think I was standing on the, you know, 40 or so, and just a matter of getting some yards. So
you had a lot of fair catches to that point. What was different about that one? It looked like it didn't quite sail.
The punter was doing a great job all night of not out kicking his coverage, so to speak, kicking the ball high, and I had my feet on the 10. A lot, so I knew that he wasn't going to kick it over my head, and it was going to give them time to get down there. But on that particular punt, you know, I saw the rush. when you rush on a punt return, usually it holds the guys up even more. It's just when they get out, they get scattered. They're not blocked, but it just comes down to making a play when you get the ball in your hands, following a block or two, or seeing any open space to get to, and that was it.
Danny, what did you notice from your close friend Tom Brady just over the last week when everything happened to sort of capping it off here today?
You know, Tommy's the best, man. He's the toughest guy I've ever met, physically, mentally. And if there's anything that happens to Tom, I know he can handle it. And you know, it was unfortunate to see, you know, him get injured midweek. I know mentally it probably stressed him out a bit, and physically I know it's hard to throw a football with stitches in your thumb. So, you know, everybody knows how tough he is. Everybody knows that he's our leader, and it's just it's a testament to his career, his personality, the man he is. And, you know, not only is he the best player in our locker room, but he gets everybody else to play well and step their game up, and that's why he's the best.
Danny, do you ever feel any more internal pressure maybe to step up when someone like Rob Gronkowski comes out of the game?
I mean, I don't feel any added pressure. No, every play I'm competing my tail off to try to win the route, win the block, or whatever my job is that play. And, you know, whoever's in the game, whoever's fighting beside me, I know I have a lot of trust and faith in them, whether it's Gronk or Cookie or Hoagie or some, or, you know, whoever it is, I know we have a lot of trust in this room, and that's it.
Danny, can you talk about the Jaguars' defense and just what they were doing so well in the first half?
You know, hats off to them, man. They played hard. You know, we came out, we couldn't, we couldn't, you know, we didn't get many points on the board early, and then we knew we made some adjustments at half. We wanted to come out and play faster, play more physical, and we knew it was going to come down to the wire. And you know, they're a great team, man. They had a great season.
And when you heard that the like the double pass was called for you, then the flea flicker was,
yeah.
Did you get the sense like, you know, break open in case of emergency, all hands on deck at this point?
Yeah, we're trying to score, man. So whatever we got to do. And I don't remember what happened on the – I think the – who got the flea flicker one? I don't remember, but – Dorsett, that's right. Big play by Phil. Big play in the game too. And, yeah, it worked out.
Danny, your hallmark of your career here has been your ability to produce in the postseason. What is it about your ability that's allowed you to shine in these situations?
Well, it's a lot about preparation and you know, circumstance and opportunity and being ready and no fear. Just get out there and get it done, man. And that's what we're all about in this building.
Danny at the front. You finished today's game with a higher QB rating than Tom, so congratulations on that. When they call a, you know, kind of trick play like that, do they give you a lot of advance notice so you can kind of mentally prepare for it, or is it just, you know, you just go your instincts at that point from what you've practiced?
It's a play we had been practicing for, you know, for a while, and we had it in the game plan, and if he calls it, you got to be ready to get it done, and it was a big play. You know, I wish we knew.
Danny, all afternoon, the wide receivers seemed to be able to get outside the numbers. In fact, it seemed more consistent than most games this year that Tom was firing outside the numbers. Was that by design? Is that something you guys saw in the Jacksonville defense?
I mean, nothing in particular, but, you know, Tommy saw it out there on the edge. I know Cookie got by him a couple times, and he hit Hoagie deep on a – or tried to hit Hoagie deep on a post, and it's just the plays that are called and whatever Tom's thinking, really.
Danny, this isn't the first time you guys have struggled to move the ball in the first half and then in the fourth quarter make it look easy. It's obviously not easy. Can you talk about what happens? Because I know Tom gets a lot of credit, deserved, but you guys are also making catches. What happens to this team? Why does it look easy? Why are you so aggressive? Why so successful in the fourth quarter in big games when you really need it?
It's a good question. You know, we love to come out and we practice starting fast and getting points, you know, early in games. And that's always our goal. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, if it's a detail here or a detail there, it doesn't work sometimes. And, you know, a big reason why this team wins a lot in the fourth quarter is because of the preparation all year and the mentality that our head coach brings to our team in team meetings and on practice where, you know, it's going to be a 60-minute fight, and we know we're going to be have a chance at the end of the game no matter how far we are down or whatever the circumstance is. So, you know, it starts from the top, and, you know, it's an attitude that we like to bring to play 60 minutes, you know, the whole game.
Danny, your defense has taken a lot of shots this year for – statistics and stuff, but why do you guys have confidence in them that they're going to be able to close out games?
I go against them every day, and they give me headaches and fits all week, and there's a lot of great football players on our defense. I love to see them make big plays in big games and win games, and you know, hats off to them, man. They made a bunch of great stops tonight.
It's amazing how after a year goes by, it seems like you guys just finished Super Bowl 51. Your message to
That's right. I'm going to enjoy it tonight. I know that. And then we know what to expect. A lot of guys in this room have been in a situation like that before. And we know what it's going to take to get the work done the week of. We know what the expectations are. We know what the media is going to be like. And we're going to be ready. Thanks, guys. Jeremy Courtney's next.